Colin Russo with the Orange Bowl Media Tour rolling on here, are presented by Duffy's Sports Grill, joined now by the transfer into Florida State football coming in to the 2026 season. We just talked to Coach Mike Norvell, now talking with quarterback Ashton Daniels. Ashton, welcome in. How are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm great.
First ACC Media Day. I guess I should say, did you come to one when you were at Stanford?
Second.
You came?
Second ACC Media Day.
So it's the second one.
Yes, sir.
Representing Stanford the first time.
Yep.
Now representing Florida State.
Yep.
More and more comfortable coming to these Media Day environments?
100%. I was so nervous my first one, but I was great today. Cool, yeah. Calm, and collected.
Really? Okay,
oh, yeah.
How about that? First time around, you don't really know what to say.
Exactly.
You don't want to put anybody in a tough spot.
Right.
But now all of a sudden, now you're a vet.
Exactly.
And talk about that for a second, being a vet now, right? Because college sports, being a vet, is sort of a loose term because guys are always bouncing around. But now you're jumping into a program as somebody with a ton of experience in college football. Becoming a vet, joining a new program, and being a vet. What are those steps like in order to kind of take control of a locker room but also don't feel like you're overbearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously difficult at first when, you know, you first get to a new school and you don't really – you're the new guy. You know, you don't really know a lot of the faces in there. Some of the guys might not know you. But, I mean, they have made it so easy at Florida State in my transition, you know, transferring in and just the guys just being who they are, being so welcoming and bringing me in to the family. And, you know, I can go in there every single day and be myself and don't have to put, you know, some front on of somebody that I'm not. And I think that's something that I appreciate so much that you know, it tends to go underappreciated because, you know, at some places, some people come in and, you know, they don't love it. But the second I stepped into the locker room, I just automatically fell in love with Florida State. And, you know, obviously, like you said, being a vet, I mean, it's been great just being able to share my experiences with younger guys and even some older guys, too. You know,
They grasp that, right?
They
gravitate towards that.
Right, and I've played so much college football, like, and I've seen almost everything in college football. So, you know, guys will ask me questions. They'll be surprised by answers, like all this kind of stuff. But it's something that we bond about, you know what I'm saying? Like a whole bunch of guys from different backgrounds, different experiences, coming together, being a family, loving football, loving Florida State. And, I mean, it's been very, very special so far.
Now, Ashton, jumping into a new program, having conversations when you're in the transfer portal and you have to make a decision. You made a decision once before. You made a decision to go to Auburn. Now you're making another decision again.
Right.
When you're looking at these schools, when you're making calls, when all of a sudden you're being re-recruited, again, down the line when you're all the wiser, what are you looking for in terms of how am I supposed to acclimate? Is it about can I come in and play? Is it about is this coaching staff looking for to develop me the right way for the next level? What are you looking for in order to see that next step in your career? These schools that you go to, what are you
thinking? Yeah, I think it's two big things. I think number one is relationships. I'm a people person, and you know, I'm a relationship person. It's like if I'm going to, you know, commit to a school that I'm going to give my everything to, I want to make sure that it's for the right people and for the people that want to give that same thing back to me, give their everything back to me. And, you know, I saw that in this coaching staff. You know, I saw that in the guys in the locker room. And you know, that was always the biggest thing for me is the people. Having a couple conversations, I could just tell, like, this is the place, like, this culture is special. I mean, it's always been that way. And, you know, that's a reflection of Coach Norvell and the way that he has shaped this culture. And then the second thing is development. You know, I obviously only played in 4 games last year, and this is my last year. So it's like throughout this whole off season and then during season, you know, what can I do? What can these coaches help me do to get to the place where I want to be, which is playing in the NFL? And, you know, I obviously – a great tenure of quarterbacks here at Florida State. And, you know, I have all the trust in Coach Tucker and Coach Stone, our quarterbacks coaches in the world. I mean, just the work that they do every single day, like, we see that as players. And it's like, well, shoot, like, why can't we work that hard? You know what I'm saying? We all have one common goal. That's to go win a championship, to win games. So it's like We got to go in and put the work in every single day. And they've shown me that from the jump. And then that's also a reflection of, you know, Coach Harrison and Coach Norvell and, you know, what they expect from us every single day. And that's our best. And hearing that, you know, pitch from Coach Norvell is like, I want to give my best every single day. And, you know, they have helped me do that. And I've been, you know, so grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that.
That's Ashton Daniels, the transfer quarterback in for Florida State, coming in from Auburn and then Stanford before that. You said this is your last year. Is there a pressure attached to this being my last year of college football from a personal perspective? Like, hey, things have to come together this year. I want to make sure I'm healthy. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm developing in the right direction. Yeah. Tell me about the pressure attached to this being your last year of eligibility in college football.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's there's always going to be that pressure in the back of my mind. That it's going to linger there, and it's not something that you can just, you know, get rid of. But it's also a privilege to be in the position that I'm in, to be at Florida State, to be able to even play 5 years of college football. I mean, is such a blessing, and I thank God for it every single day. Just allowing me to be here and to be present in what I'm doing, it means the world, you know, to me. And obviously, that pressure is going to be there because my dream has always been to play in the NFL and to continue to play football. I don't want to be done playing football. So obviously, you know, I know what comes with that. I know I'm going to have to go out there and perform and have a great year. And, you know, that's the expectation, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it makes that, you know, pressure for me.
What is the difference that you felt like? Obviously, you haven't been in the game environment yet with Florida State, but Stanford playing over out there at Palo Alto, I believe, Auburn to Florida State. What differentiates Florida State from the other two in terms of just vibe, in terms of feel, yeah, in terms of amongst the football team?
Yeah, I think the environment. I mean, I see clips all the time. Never been able to experience, you know, the war chant and Doak Campbell, and, you know, seeing Chief Osceola run out on Renegade.
Some of the great games ever
exactly,
played, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I've never been able to experience that in person, but seeing that, you know, clips of that on Instagram, YouTube, whatever it is, like, gives me chills every single time. And, you know, just hearing from the players how special it is, how loud it gets in there. You know, when we're rolling, the fans are right there rolling with us. And, you know, I'm so fired up. Obviously, you know, Auburn was a great environment last year, but, you know, we weren't winning games. And Florida State, it's like, yeah, you get that great environment, but we're expecting to win games this year. And we know that we're going to win games. So I'm so fired up to play in Doak Campbell for the first time.
Ashton, I'm looking forward to following it. It's going to be a great time, and best of luck to you in your career. Sure. Looking forward to following along. I wish the best of luck to you guys, and I appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Ashton Daniels, a transfer quarterback into Florida State. We'll take a time out here. We'll be back at it with the Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill and ESPN 106.3.